Red Sox.
Astros all the way, John. I'm not that dumb. I do not. No, seriously, I AJ Hinch, texted with him a few times over the, since he's been here, and he's a very smart guy, great manager, and they've had a great year. So we've had those guys over here to practice, Carlos Correa, Altuve was out here at a game last year. I've been to several games there with my son and my wife. My son and wife are at the game right now.
The way that Deshaun can extend plays, how does that help your receivers either sell their routes or just be able to get more open?
The way that he can extend plays. Right. I thought you said sell plays. I'm sorry. I think any time that you have a quarterback that has the ability to make plays outside of the pocket, I definitely think that adds another dimension to your offense that's hard to defend. Now, teams are going to do different things to keep him in the pocket, and I have a lot of trust and confidence in him that he'll do a good job in that situation too. But, his ability to extend plays has helped us.
Started part to see some of that you talked about, the different things that defensive coordinators are going to try to do. It looked like at times last week, Dick LeBeau, he brought pressure and then he only came with a three-man rush. Have you already started to see some of that, and how well has Deshaun been able to handle it?
Yeah, no, everybody's different. So every week's different. From Cincinnati to New England, then to Tennessee, and now to the fronts are different. The personnel are different. If you look at Kansas City, they're in a lot of substituted defense. They play a nickel package. They have a dime package, not just on third down, which is different than what the previous teams did. And they do different things out of them. So, we've watched film. And then a lot of these guys, they're so good at what they do. I'm talking about the Bob Suttons and the Dick LeBeaus and the Bill Belichicks. They whatever you see on film, it's going to be something different on Sunday. And I think that's where we have to do a great job as coaches of making sure that we're communicating that different scheme properly to Deshaun. He does a good job of picking it up. He's very focused. He understands what you're talking about right away, but we have to do a good job of explaining it.
You've seen from DJ Reader controlling a couple of gaps there in the middle and just the improvement of the run defense around him the past.
Yeah, DJ's a good player. He's he's got a great build for that position, very strong player. He's got good juice in the pass rush game too, for a guy that is an inside tackle. He's not just a run stuffer. He can play on third down and make plays, press the pocket. So he's done a good job for us this year.
Does Deshaun's mobility affect how you coach the offensive line? I mean, is there anything different that they have to watch out for because they have to probably block for longer?
I don't know about that. I think that there's some basic tenets that we have with our offensive line that will never change. There might be some different things that we do, but it doesn't change the way we coach them, if that makes sense. Their steps are the same, their splits are the same, their landmarks are the same. So I wouldn't say that's the case at all.
Well, it changed at all as a play caller or just an offensive coach since you've been as a head coaching in a head coaching role, because you've been a play caller, then you had a coordinator, now you're calling the plays again. But in terms of just overall growth, do you feel like you've changed at all in terms of the way you view offense?
I mean, I would say that there's no doubt about it. I mean, I really try to get better every day. I really do. I mean, I think that in order to be a decent play caller, you have to be your own, you have to be your harshest critic. You have to be willing to adapt. You have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to suit your player's skill sets. And then you have to do a good job of understanding the timing, what's going on in the game, the timing of the play call in the game. What's the right thing to do in a split second decision you have to make. So yeah, I think I've got to continue to get better and better.
Has having a player like Deshaun, not just in terms of his ability, but in terms of, he's very different from some of the other quarterbacks that you've had.
Oh yeah.
But in terms of evolving that particular element of playbook or how you call plays for a player like Deshaun?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely been a process. It's funny, everybody asks me about how does he learn. Well, you know, it's the same thing for me. You know, how am I learning about coaching him? How is Sean Ryan learning about coaching him? That's the type of guy he is. You know, it's really a fun, like I said yesterday, it's a very fun guy to coach because there's a lot of good give and take in the meeting room. You know, we, like I said last week, we don't have like a suggestion box and he leaves all of his suggestions in the box at the end of the day. It's more about, you know, hey, look, what do you think about this play? Do you like opening this way or would you rather, are you more comfortable doing it this way? Do you want to be in the gun on this or under center? What's comfortable for you on this play? What suits you the best? And you know, there's a lot of good give and take on that stuff because he has a good memory of what he's done in the past also. What's that?
Has he helped make you better?
I mean, I think there's a definite correlation between good players and good coaches. There's no correlation between good coaches and bad players. None.
You talk about growing and evolving as a play caller. With some of the game day management stuff, can you speak to the challenges of being an NFL head coach? You've got to make these huge decisions in real time, massive implications. Can you just talk about the challenges of making some of those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that, you know, there's no doubt that there's some decisions that you have to make, you know, at a moment's notice. You have a lot of help in that regard too. You know, there's assistants on your staff that help you, whether there's a guy on the sideline or a guy up in the press box. So it's certainly not me. They give you, you know, maybe a forewarning, meaning like, hey, look, be ready for this coming up when you get the ball back, or, you know, just different things that come up maybe at the end of the half or at the end of a game. So, you know, it's not just all one guy making that decision. There's a lot of input, and then obviously I have to make the final decision. But, you know, look, every situation that comes up in a game is usually new. There's very few that you've seen over and over again. It's always something new that you have to be able to think and understand how to handle it.
Can you describe some of the, I guess, game day management ops, like some of the people that you lean on? Does Romeo Crennel help with that? Who are some of the people, as you say, help you with those decisions?
Yeah, I have, you know, guys on the sideline, Timmy Kelly and Johnny Perry helped me quite a bit. Upstairs, Jimmy Bernhardt, Romeo, you know, those guys definitely help. You know, so yeah, there's guys that do that are, you know, that help me in those regards. And you know, but like I said, at the end of the day, it's on me to make the right decision. And it's a lot of them are new. You know, it's not anything that you've seen before. So you have to make a good split second decision. I think for the most part, you know, I believe that we have done that over the years here. But yeah, there's been times where we've made mistakes, and that's me, not we. That's me, and I've always tried to improve in that area.
Who are some of the coaches in the NFL, as you study the league and as you study coaches, who would you say is the gold standard with that, like consistently getting those decisions? You're never going to bat 1,000, but who do you think is the gold standard in general getting those decisions more right than wrong?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with who's out there on the field for you too. You know, I think a lot of that has to do with offensively who's playing quarterback for you, and defensively who's playing middle linebacker for you, who's playing safety for you, you know, because at the end of the day, they have to be thinking the same way you are in that situation. And so I think, you know, when you have the veteran quarterbacks in the league, I'm talking about the vets that have seen these situations over and over again with these great head coaches, I would go to some of those pairings that are really good at handling all the situations that come up in a game. And I think as we grow here with Deshaun, he'll be very, very good being the on-the-field guy to handle those things offensively. And then I think Bernard McKinney does a great job on the other side of the ball of handling those situations. And then on special teams, Shane Leckler is very good with situations.
Can you just touch on real quick your new acquisition of linebacker, Ben Heaney?
Yeah, no, we signed Ben Heaney. We had seen him at the previous stops that he had in Oakland and New Orleans, and you know, liked him as a special teams, a productive special teams player. Great reports on him as a guy, so let's see how it goes.
How similar, if at all, would you say that you guys are with Kansas City? I mean, from an outsider's perspective, it seems as if there's similarities in the style of quarterback play, defense. When you size up the Chiefs, do you see at all some of yourselves in them?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's some similarities. I mean, I think that you know, at certain positions, there are similarities. If you look at our offensive positions and their offensive positions, I think at the end, and vice versa, defense and their defense. But I think at the end of the day, the matchup is going to be relative to you know, our defense being able to stop the run, because they've run the ball really well with a rookie running back and a good offensive line, being able to understand where Travis Kelce is all the time, Alex Smith, and the things that he can do. And then on our side of the ball, Justin Houston, you know, how are we going to deal with that? That's a great player. You know, Derek Johnson, D Ford, Marcus Peters, does a great job at corner. Terrence Mitchell. So I think it's more about the matchups than it is about our styles being similar.
Coach, coming into the season, did you mark this is the third game of a hard stretch for you all. Are you using this as a measuring stick to see how the rest of the season may go, measuring your team?
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I've always looked at it as 16 one-game seasons and really trying to improve every week. I never really say, like, these three games are going to determine the season, you know, like, you know, because after this week, there's a lot of football left. There's, you know, 11 games left. And so I think it's more about one week at a time. I know that sounds such coach speak, but it is the truth. It's a very focused occupation that we have. It's what are we doing on Thursday relative to third down and kickoff return for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then, okay, then we move to Friday. Now it's red area. It's goal line. It's some of the things that we do on Fridays. And building towards Sunday, being in peak position to hopefully go win a tough football game, I don't think about three games in a row and what that means. That's not the way we operate.